the T-Birds podcast.
G'day.
Back at it again.
G'day.
Oh, God.
So, today we're going to be talking about some dreams, some movies in 2019.
High school.
You already did that, though.
Yeah, but we'll do it again.
High school is, like, really...
But that's, like, a broad topic. Yeah.
High school is quirky, so we'll talk
quirky
about that.
Quirky and
though.
Original.
It's like Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah. And then...
The Emma Chamberlains of podcasts.
And then a more serious topic, we'll be talking about some mental health in high school and such. So, let's begin. Okay. So, Erin, did you have any interesting dreams?
As a matter of fact, I did. I had a dream that, like, I died somehow. I'm pretty sure it was because I got hit by a car after a drug.
A drug.
Some kind of drug was involved, and then I got hit by a car. It was, like, the ugliest car I've ever seen, so I was really pissed. And then, when I went up to heaven, God was just, like, this little white puffball with the oboe face. And he was like, hello, welcome to heaven!
My God.
It was so bad.
So, I mean, I had a pretty quirky dream as well.
Oh, why?
Usually I, like, don't dream, ever. Like, I just don't dream.
Oh my God, my phone
But
is-
I had, like, this one, and I remember, it was, like, my math class, and I just remember, like, fear, and that's the only
fear.
Thing. I don't remember, like, the storyline of, like, the nightmare.
Dream?
And, like, I don't know. I only dream if I stay up, like, really late.
So all you remember was math class and fear.
Yes.
Me too. That's me every day.
How late
me and math.
Like 2 in the morning.
Fear.
Oh.
Me too.
Like, that was a late start.
Editing this podcast. So did anyone else have any quirky dreams?
I mean, I had a dream, but all I remember is that it was, like, really realistic, and, like, I thought that it was, like, a legitimate day at school, but, like, I don't even really remember what happened, but, like, it just felt real.
I had the same exact dream last night.
Me too!
But it was Friday in the dream, so then I woke up, and I was really sad.
All I remember is that it was really realistic, and I thought that it was, like, what happened, like, that day, because I took, like, a nap earlier, so I thought I just woke up from my nap, but then I woke up, and it was, like, 7 a.m., and I was, like... Damn.
One time, I had a dream that apparently I worked at Qdoba.
I don't like Qdoba.
Qdoba's okay, but it's like, it's not the worst, but it's not the best. So I was working at Qdoba
same.
For some reason, and this, like...
I apologize.
Okay.
When you apologize.
When you're so quirky.
One time, I had, like, this dream, and it was, like, it was really realistic, and I don't even know, like, the context, really, but, like, I, like, there was this guy, and I have no clue who it was. Like, it was some guy that I've, like, never seen before. He was, like, our age, and we were, like, in love.
Ew.
I know. But, like, it was so weird because I'd never seen that, like, I didn't know who it was. It was just, like, some guy that I'd never seen before.
I read something that apparently everyone you see in your dreams is, like, based on, like, an actual person
I saw that
before.
But I don't know who it was.
A mystery.
So it must have been, like, some, like, random person.
You guys excited for spring? Like,
no.
Is that your dreams?
I'm
love
excited.
Spring.
Is that your dream?
I'm excited for spring.
My
birthday's
oh my god,
in
tomorrow's supposed to be 60.
Quirky.
And I'm quaking.
It's supposed to be really rainy, though.
I'll take
May
it.
May showers bring weird. April flowers.
That's not right.
I think it's
not
April.
That's not right.
May flowers.
He goes, May flowers bring April showers.
No, I said May showers bring
May
April flowers.
May is after
May is after
May.
April
showers bring
May flowers. Oh, I'm taking a driver's training in April.
I'm taking
a driver's
training over the
you,
summer.
For real?
I have my
April?
Permit. Yeah. But not through the school.
None of them are through the school.
I'm taking
I'm doing it
they are
over the summer.
Oh, yeah, summer.
But like, I'm taking it at that place by Evie's house.
What's that?
Woo.
It's like, it used to be Sears, now it's something else.
Some goals and dreams that I have for the future is I'd really like to get a job and become famous and become rich.
I just want a job.
And to be
well,
legal.
I want
a wage.
I want to be famous because
I want money.
Hey,
well, that's
I want to be
not
famous.
Why, but also yes.
Well, because it's
like
you get to help the world as well.
Also, what I want to do is like I'm gonna be famous if I succeed.
Hey,
you know,
what?
I want to be like a TV
honestly,
writer.
Oh,
TV producer.
Oh, the T-Birds
producer. Or movie producer.
I want to live in the ocean.
More like movies.
Can you produce
like director.
A movie? Can I start in it? And be like,
sure, Luke. If you're a good actor, then I can cast you in it.
On our second segment.
That was so gross. What was that?
We're going to be talking about high school and what it means to us.
Disgusting.
It means that I hate myself.
It's beautiful.
It means that I'm awesome.
I really like high school. I think it's exciting and you know hashtag lit, fam.
Whatever you say, it's like, it's actually been a really cool thing.
Me coming home after the first day of sixth grade and telling my mom how I liked it.
It's better.
You know, it was a really cool thing.
Whatever you say, it's a cool thing. It's very obvious.
I got to walk around on my own.
It's better than middle school.
You know what?
This is true.
You know what's actually been a really cool thing.
That's like high school has been a really cool thing.
If someone says that one more time, I will leave this room.
You know, high school is really cool. Like a really cool thing.
Okay, so stop. So.
Do you apologize?
Do you guys like high school or middle school more?
High school.
High school.
High school.
Neither.
I mean, yeah.
That's community college.
Community college. Yes.
So.
That's the shit.
Is it hard to be a high school
student? Yes.
I don't care.
I have so much homework today. I don't understand bio.
Me neither.
But like, I'm not failing.
Like, genetics.
But I don't understand it.
No, I'm so dumb.
Barnett.
Sorry, guys.
Barnett. Oh my God, Gabby. We have a quiz tomorrow, and I'm gonna fail.
I don't even know what like anything on.
I don't know what. I don't even know what an allele is, and we talked about that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think it's a cell, but
this is off topic.
An allele is not a cell.
What is an allele?
It's a frequency.
Yeah.
It's like the frequency.
No, because it's like the allele frequency.
It's a
how
thing.
Does an,
it's
a like cell
it's what determines
DNA.
The traits.
Well, and then like there's
how
stuff
does
on
the body have a frequency?
In your DNA, there's like alleles and alleles. However,
alleles determine your genetics.
Yeah.
And, like, I still don't understand, but like.
So.
Is there something we miss about middle school?
No.
Yes. I like the teachers. The teachers.
The teachers were good, and I think the middle school had like a lot more.
Quirkiness.
Yeah, it was like
originality.
Like the building was just like
yeah.
It was better.
It was nice. It was more like lively.
Yeah, and like also
warmer.
I feel like
I felt more
the desks and stuff.
It was
were
nicer.
A lot more high quality.
I felt welcomed. In
yeah.
But the thing is, at high school, it's so much easier just like be alive. In middle school, it's like you just walk and you're like judged. They're like ew.
Yeah, here in high school, like, no one really cares about anything.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Like, everyone's chill. But, like, I think the reason is, like, our school spends a lot of money on sports and stuff rather than, like, desks.
Desks.
We got our
we also don't have whiteboards.
Well,
except in the science rooms.
Well, nope. Mr. People has them.
A lot of my classrooms have chalkboards.
Yeah, all of my classrooms have chalkboards,
like,
except...
Fucking
you said whiteboards at first, and I was like...
Yeah, no, I said they don't have whiteboards.
So, what do you guys think about, like... Like the school being like redone this summer. Like
on how
they're
redoing
the whole 300 hallway.
Good.
All the
shit,
Aaron.
And the choir.
That's team.
Band,
oh yeah, they're
orchestra.
Doing the orchestra one.
Oh
they're
wow.
Mr. Rose is just like counting down the days. He's like, all right, guys, this is 80 more days until the orchestra room is redone. We can fit more cellos.
What they really need to redo is like
me.
The gym is like.
Well, we don't have gym next year, so it's fine.
That's valid.
The gym makes me
sick. I'm so excited. I got to skip the swim unit.
Are you guys excited
for... Wait, what? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys excited for sophomore year?
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited for the personal project?
I'm more excited.
I am.
I'm working on how to... Oh, wait. No, I can't say that.
I'm so excited for junior year because we have, like, so many electives. Wait.
I'm excited for sophomore year because, like, there were a lot more elective options. So, like, I picked ones that were, like, actually that could, like, help me in the future.
There was, like, no electives.
No, I took,
No, all the electives are for junior year.
Yeah. Like,
film studies and video production.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's, my ELT teacher, Mr. Chinchilla.
So,
Chalupa.
You guys,
Qdoba.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Oh, I got a great idea. So.
You got a great idea.
So. I've heard that people think that I edit this badly. So, let's talk about
cyberbullying.
Have y'all heard the bloopers from last time? Because that made me laugh at 1 a.m. for like 5 minutes.
My mom had to turn it off because it gave her a headache.
I put a lot of my hard effort and time into this.
Appreciate it.
No more cyberbullying on our channel, please.
No cyber. Yeah, if you cyberbully us, we will attack you.
Blocked and reported. Blocked and reported.
It was like you.
Blocked and reported.
What was that?
Oh, so what do you guys think? So you know
who
how like
just texted you?
Blocked and reported.
Who?
So you know how everyone started playing Trivia Crack again?
No.
She's playing
it right now.
I don't even know what that. I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
You've never played Trivia?
I played it in third grade.
Yeah. So I started,
that was a thing in third
I started
grade?
Playing it again, and I feel like it just like makes my brain cells increase.
Does it?
Yeah,
that's probably like, why I'm so sloppy. So
let's end the podcast with a quick little So let's end the podcast with a little stop.
Make sure to like, comment.
No, we aren't done yet. We still have to get the last little bit. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe at @the_t_birds. We hope you have a good day. And now, it's time for some bloopers.
As a final little bit of our podcast, we're going to be talking about our viewers and fans, and we would just like love to appreciate them so good for following our top.
Yeah, I don't know why you're still here.
No,
we appreciate them so good. We appreciate them so good.
We appreciate them so good. And
his name is Morgan. No,
it's Megan. We appreciate you guys so much, and I put all my hard time and effort into this. And
so if you have something to say, go up to Lupius and say it, because we don't want to
say it to me, and if you say something bad, I'll cry or fight you.
So,
watch out. I think Moto likes you.
I like him big. I like him chunky. I like him red.
What are your guys' favorite drinks?
Gasoline. Lemon.
Lemonade.
Root beer.
Yes. Water. Water. Shit.
I like coffee. Only certain times.
I really like water.
Water's pretty good.
I just felt like this new lady.
I watched a video where this woman drank like 3 gallons of distilled water and then she died.
Not funny.
Don't drink too much water. I have a message to the viewers. Drink water, stay hydrated, but don't stay too hydrated. Too hydrated, she was a bar. Don't eat, can't have that. Wait, hydrate, don't dehydrate.
Yes. So, to wrap it up, we're going to be talking about how much we appreciate her at the high school.
We really appreciate her.
Stop.